Welcome back to Dice Situations, folks. As always, I'm your DM, Ryan, joined by my chaos crew of gnomes.
Rich playing Burr.
Roger playing Janome.
Mark playing Crankle.
Heart playing Ice Flonk Pumla.
Okay. We can do this. We're going to get through this together, everyone. You and me, the audience, both. We've got this. Let's do a fucking recap. Last time on Dicey Situations, we took a little detour to Tinkerville, a frigid gnomish city in the southern mountains that was more than it appeared. Though on the surface, everything in this quaint village seemed ideal, Krizik's faithful have turned the gnomish toy makers into indentured servants. Arriving fresh from the Underdark, we met Crankle Billowbottom, a recent follower of the rebel god Bleebly, who's been forced to make toys with his fellow gnomes. Among his new co-workers are Ice Flonk Pomlar and Janome McCool, a gnomish muscle man and his burnout buddy. Manning the ice dragon pit is Burr McJingles, a draconic sorcerer with a disdain for the cold. Things on the workshop floor went sideways as Crankle attempted to lead his fellow gnomes in a worker strike. Taskmaster Zabathy did his best to union bust with his ice mephits and Yeti security, but the promise of Butterfinger BBs was able to turn Fleddy to their cause. After a flurry of daggers, fists, and magic, the workers were victorious, and now our merry band of gnomes have to decide their next steps, and decide if they're going to ruin Christmas, or save it. What the hell are you guys doing? Four gnomes, you're in a workshop. Zub is just so bloody on the floor. It's chaos in here. The other gnomes are like, oh my god! Just panicked. What are you guys doing?
I want to inspect Zub.
Okay, sure.
Thoroughly.
Don't know what that means, but give me a perception check.
22.
It's a lot higher than I thought it was going to be. Okay, I'll give you guys a fucking stupid dagger. Hold on here. You find a dagger of venom. This, the little twisted dagger. You can tell he must have dipped it in some kind of petri dish full of germs, because it's real gross. It's just like a stank dagger.
This thing is covered in germs.
I'm going to put that off to the side.
Okay.
Really focusing on him. Everything about him.
Okay. I mean, he's a gnome who's been stabbed multiple times.
Okay.
He has a big
trying glow. To imagine what he looks like unstabbed.
Okay, sure.
Okay.
You really get a good visual on who this man was about 20 minutes ago.
Now I'm going to do a quick medicine check on my boy, Ice Flonk.
Oh, that's true. Ice Flonk is bleeding out. He was electrocuted by a lightning bolt.
25.
Ice Flonk, you come to consciousness staring into the eyes of a deep gnome.
Oh,
I'm going to hand him the ice dagger.
You have beautiful eyes. Oh, thank you.
That pet kind of sucked.
Yeah. Wow. Who brings a lightning bolt to a fist fight, man?
I know, right?
It's crazy.
That was insane. Man, what an asshole. That was crazy.
Yeah, that guy's hoarding all the BBs, right? Fleddy the Yeti is just kind of like...
Well, I mean, if anyone was to have a hoard, wouldn't it be the lady who owns the dragon?
Yeah, Fleddy, man,
Yeah.
I saw him. He was eating them this morning.
What?
Yeah. Where he keeps at the Winter Lady's house, man.
Oh my god.
I know.
This plot goes so thick.
I know. Hold on for a second, Fleddy.
I was gonna turn to the
other workers. I'm like, hey guys.
Just crying, fully crying, all these gnomes. Right. It's horrifying.
Right. I know. It's crazy right now. But first of all,
we're gonna get your dental!
They were getting paid. And we weren't, man. That's crazy.
An entire group of gnomes go, what the hell?
Yeah.
All the one.
But here's the deal. I'm going to hook everyone up with some tow. And then what we're going to do is we're going to get ourselves some pay and some type of benefits, I guess. I don't know. But we got to work together on this.
See, they're all kind of just staring nervously. And then Fleddy's like, and the Butterfinger BBs.
And the BBs, man. So many. So many BBs.
So you're from the Underdark, right? New gnome?
Hola.
What's the BB situation down there? They got them in spade, or how's that?
Nah, they're hoarding them all up here.
These scumbag
Krizik's came down with their train, loading them all up. There, I think they're with that white lady or winter.
Fleddy punches through a work table. There's splinters of wood everywhere.
Man, that was my gym.
I'm sorry. Well, I can't believe this.
Wait, it's all right. It's going to be
They've been under your nose the whole time.
They've been hiding them from you.
Man, this.
But now we're
those are the ones with the superior chocolate. It doesn't melt.
What?
Yeah, you heard me.
The forbidden chocolate?
Yep.
So let me get this straight. I've been working for a lady that's been hoarding premium Butterfinger BBs this whole time?
I hope the little one to tell you.
Yeah, man, it's true. Anyways, can I have those, can I have those sunglasses?
Yeah, you've earned them.
Yeah.
He's gonna take his sunglasses off.
I'm just gonna put those on.
You can add the eyes of charming to your character sheet.
Okay.
Yeah.
Oh, wait, hold on. I got you a pair.
I pick up the one off of Bloody.
Here you go.
Oh, wow.
No, he needs to look at the lady, man.
I guess so.
You know, when
you do have beautiful eyes.
When Krizik closes the door, opens a window, right? Am I saying? He puts the sunglasses on. Now we both got them.
Looking good, Fletty.
You're looking bad, times.
I'm really happy I aligned with you guys.
Oh, yeah. Fletty.
Yeah.
They're hiding any, like, juice around here?
They got a big slurp?
Yeah.
I mean, slurp freezes at these temperatures. You guys gotta know that.
Shit.
They don't have eggnog?
Oh, we got a lot of eggnog.
Where the hell is the eggnog?
I mean, we got an eggnog vat in the warehouse. We were keeping
you got a nog vat?
We got a big nog vat. Where we hold our secret stuff.
Wait, what secret stuff?
Oh, you know, I mean, the other Yetis are over there putting the little crystals into the doll's eyes.
I guess he likes the crystals.
Yo, you okay, crystals. Man?
No!
Almost as much as you like the BBs.
No! No!
Yeah.
The crystals is how they control people!
Yeah, man, have some toe, man. It's gonna be okay.
I need a breather.
I can't.
All right, listen, I know that we're in the middle of a workers' revolt, but maybe we take a short rest, have a little toe.
I think Fletty's onto something
and
here.
And then maybe we kind of, you know, take it from there.
I'm down. What about you, Bird? What do you think?
I told you it was a nap.
Yeah, probably. We got a fire going or what?
Oh, we get a fire, baby.
Ah, okay.
Don't worry about that. I'm just gonna, like, take one of, like, the tables that Fletty just broke and just light it and just burn, like, a big thing of toe in the middle.
I just do the thing where you grab the stick and spin it, but since I have 20 strength, it's just super fast.
Drills into the ground, making flames.
Oops, it went into the ground.
The other gnomes are just like...
So far, man.
So hold on, we don't work for Krizik anymore?
No.
No, man, they weren't paying us.
Yeah, they aren't paying us.
We're not doing anything until they start paying.
They're playing good old Zob, but not us. We're better than Zob.
Can you guys make quick inside checks, if you would?
10.
8.
19.
15.
A 19 and a 15. You two look into the eyes of your fellow gnomes. This class consciousness spreads amongst them. And they realize you shouldn't work for no money. And really poor lodgings. And no Butterfinger BBs. I will say the gnomes in this workshop are ready to tear down these walls.
Yes!
Gnomes, let us tear down these walls figuratively. We kind of want to be sheltered by the wind.
Yeah, it's too cold out there, guys.
It is
cold. Very good point. I don't want to freeze to death.
Yeah. We'll tear down these figurative walls and the literal one that the lady's in.
We must seize the BBs of production. We will take that which was taken from us.
I'm going to lean into Burr.
Burr?
Yeah?
What's a BB? I thought it was for bad bitches, which we are. But I feel like there's a disconnect coming, and I'm not... What's a BB?
It's those really nice candies. They were chocolate, peanut butter.
What?
Not peanut butter. No.
I mean, I know peanut butter, I know chocolate, but...
It was like a peanut butter toffee?
Yeah.
They're so good, man.
I just don't know what a BB is.
Don't worry. You gotta find out.
It's a Butterfinger ball, man.
Oh, why didn't you just say that?
Yeah.
I know butter and finger... And balls.
There you go.
Exactly.
2006 was the worst year of my life!
You really have to let that one out, huh?
Sorry.
Fletty, man, here, have some more toe, man. It's gonna be good.
Okay, well, I'm gonna need a breather. My favorite, that lightning bolt stung a bit.
My favorite candy got discontinued. I got divorced. It was a big year.
Oh, you got divorced?
Yeah.
Wow, well, runs of course,
man,
huh?
Man,
it was hard.
Funny,
who would
man.
Divorce you? You're wonderful.
It was Grabetti.
Grabetti?
Grabetti the Yeti.
She sounds like a total bitch.
She was.
Well, you know what?
I heard she's a whore, man.
Yeah. She slept with all the other Yetis.
Fuck her, man. You do much
you know,
better than
show
that,
her.
Fletty.
You know, show her.
Guys, I need to win, all right? We gotta
you know
tear
happened,
down these walls.
Yeah!
Okay, but seriously, I was struck by lightning and I really need a breather.
Yeah, that was insane, man. Just hit,
yeah, it's just,
hit,
this
hit some
hole
of the,
in my chest.
Hit we, some of this toe, man.
Can
You'll
we light this table
right.
on fire and really just like
I thought we
it
already
up.
Did.
Yeah. Yeah, are we short resting?
It's a good idea.
How you feeling, bro?
Roll up some toe. Let's
I mean,
take a short rest.
Yeah. That's right.
Not too bad, but
we gonna
I'm short
rock
resting this.
Down to Elaine. Gavin.
Do I use all my dice?
Long rest or a short rest?
Short rest.
Oh, okay.
It's the night before Christmas, not the day and a half before Christmas. All right, so with the fervor of workers' rights in the minds of the gnomes, before you storm the Bastille, you guys decide, let's real quick just kind of take a minute, toke some toe.
Oh, I don't inhale. I only eat. You have any spare leaves I could just chew on?
Leaves?
Well, I don't want to ruin my lungs with smoke.
Yeah, okay, yeah, I got, some.
You got something I could eat?
I got some straight toe for you, baby.
Okay.
Here you go. Damn, man. Well, it'll take longer, but you'll get there.
Get where? We're going to that lady's place to beat her up.
Don't worry about it. You'll get there. Right, Fletty?
Yeah, you will get there. Like an hour to an hour and a half.
Yeah.
You're going to feel great.
But I already feel great. Look, the hole is gone in my chest.
Yeah, you got seared.
Yeah, that hurt a lot.
Powerful lightning bolt.
Yeah. Just rub some toe on it, baby. You won't even feel it.
Okay.
And I just start rubbing it into my wound.
You guys down for a workers' revolution? Or
oh, yeah,
feel
yeah,
it?
Yeah, let's go.
We're good,
go.
We're good, yeah.
Yeah, but first.
How many gnomes are with us?
I guess make a group persuasion check.
Well, hold on, Stamp Guy, I guess you really liked your job and you yelled a lot.
Yeah, but you're gonna get paid and you'll get overtime and you're gonna get paid holidays.
Glipper Slipper is like, I don't want to be a scab.
Yeah.
So, I guess.
But keep stamping because that's kind of important.
You said perception?
Yeah, persuasion.
Oh, okay.
17?
Pretty good.
I got a 17 too.
Okay. What did you get over there?
22.
Yeah, that's all the gnomes.
15.
You see Hans Lamans, this very small little gnome, as you guys are looking at him. He takes a pair of like wood carver's tools out, gets them all, he like sharpens them, and he's like, we're gonna gut that bitch like a pig! And
oh my god,
yeah, the energy has gotten pretty intense. I'm not gonna lie.
Oh, let's go!
Oh, whoa!
No, we gotta keep this. This is momentum. We gotta go. We're feeling this pump, guys.
We gotta chill out a little bit. All right, we gotta plan this.
Yeah.
Okay,
yeah.
It's not gonna be that easy.
Oh, the smart guy had a plan.
Is it flunking them?
No.
Oh.
What's your master plan, Deep Gnome?
This. I'm gonna disguise self and look exactly like Zeb.
Okay.
And I also have non-detect because of my class. My deep gnome. I just get it.
What the fuck does non-detection do again?
You can't see that it's a disguise, even through magical means.
I don't love that.
I don't like where this is going, Mark.
So let me get this straight. You're going to run the sweatshop now?
No. I'm going to take my prisoner to the winter bitch.
Okay.
My prisoner, who's really got fast hands.
Interesting. Okay, so this is the plan you were formulating is to sneak your rogue friend.
My Yeti and my rogue. Me and the
Fletty.
Yeti.
Okay.
What's her actual name?
It is
the
Lady Frostbreath.
Oh. Is it because she has bad breath?
It's just cold. It's minty,
if
anything.
Yeah, we gotta get
frost.
To
sounds minty.
Oh,
Lady
Frostbite's
house.
It's all that spearmint gum she chews.
Yeah, she lives up the hill in her big home.
I'm gonna need Burr. You're gonna position yourself by the dragon pen.
I can do that. I like hanging out with
Where
him
do
anyway.
I go?
We're gonna need
you are gonna keep these whipped up workers
whipped.
Back up.
Oh, I'm going to pump them up.
Oh, you're going to pump?
Guys,
we're going to pump them up.
I've been hiding these for years.
We're going to have a signal that if something's going south,
you unleash the workers.
You're going to see like a big old thing of mistletoe form outside.
Is it going to be like a toe?
He doesn't know what mistletoe is.
Is it going to be a
big toe? He just rubbed it on his body, man.
Shaped in the form of a missile or a missile in the shape of a toe.
Are you listening?
All right. Well, I'm going to form a cube.
It's
going to
be a big tungsten cube.
A cube?
A cube.
Okay, yes.
Outside the house, okay?
Outside the house?
That's a signal. And if that happens, we raid, baby.
Oh, okay. All right. So I'll whip these guys into shape. You watch.
Yeah.
And you watch as Ice Flunk fucking rips his desk up off the ground, and it's just weight training equipment underneath. Everybody grab a dumbbell.
You're
keeping those there, man.
I got the squat rack made under that guy's desk.
All the gnomes look under their desks.
I got a cable pull over there.
Hans,
let's get bumped up, baby.
Hans like, is this a kettlebell? He just like pulls one up out of nowhere. I mean, I was really excited to stab, but yeah, it's fine.
No, you know what helps with the stabbing? Technique. You know what helps build those fine-tuning muscles? Free weights. Now let's get going, boys.
Damn. Aslong, you got a lot of free time in your hands, man.
They thought I was done making these cubes. Little did they know I was working out.
I thought I was the one that had the addiction, baby, but I'm ready to roll.
You soaked on the pump.
Yeah, he gets it.
Yeah, I do get it. Up top with Fletty. All right.
I want an athletics check.
Sure.
See if I shatter his hand.
Oh, no. Don't do that.
It's a 19.
Why would you do that?
19 high five.
Okay.
It just really stings.
11.
What? What's his strength?
Yeah.
It's like a +4.
And he got an 11?
Yeah, he rolled bad.
To be fair, I have a +8 and I rolled an 11.
My wrist.
Don't worry. That'll make you stronger.
Okay. So the plan is we're going to split up. That'll be easy to manage. Okay.
Style.
Yeah. You come in with us, Fletty.
Yeah.
You're part of it.
Okay. Yeah. It'll look better if there's a Yeti with you.
Yeah, of course. Yeah.
Really,
Caesar.
You're a prisoner. Man.
Yeah.
Okay. Wait, hold on.
This guy was trying to unionize. Wait, I gotta do the voice right.
Yeah,
this guy was trying to unionize.
You sound exactly like
him. Oh my god, I was about to ask if your voice changed with the disguise, but you got
that. Uncanny.
Sounds just like Zeb, man.
That's
freaking me out.
Wait, is that Zeb?
No.
I'm gonna
That's me, you idiot.
Oh. Who are you calling idiot?
Pump up the workers!
They are, look.
Not sure they keep pumping.
Now, Fletty. This lady's gonna lie about having those BBs, man.
Oh, she wants them all for herself.
She wants to keep
them. So her.
I know.
She wants them all for herself.
You just keep looking at her, man.
She's a BB miser.
Like, right in the eyes.
You want me to gaze at her?
Yeah.
Really give her the gaze?
Oh, give her a gaze.
Pop those glasses off and really just look deep into her eyes. Tell her to release the BBs to you.
Yeah, okay, I'm going to do that.
Show me your BBs.
Yeah, I'm going to ask her to show me the BBs. Okay, yeah. Awesome.
Why are we making this sound
this
like a weird
so
thing?
Good. Yeah, no, this is great.
Yeah, just really keep looking
You
at
must
her.
Relinquish the BBs.
You can't have the sunglasses on when you do it, though.
Oh, yeah, I'll look too cool, and then
exactly,
she'll be intimidated.
Man.
It'll
when we get in there, just take the sunglasses off. It's polite.
Well, who wears sunglasses inside?
Wow, you guys are so smart. This is going to go so good.
Thank you.
Yeah. So, Burr, are you just going to hang out the dragon pan with the icy shit, or?
No.
Not the shit, the dragon.
Oh. Okay.
Wait.
Okay.
Yeah.
Wait. Bah.
Yeah.
You just tell the dragon to be ready to kill.
Okay.
We're freeing this dragon.
If we free him, I think he'll be cool. He'll be down for that.
Okay,
cool.
Because you're on the dragon like tight, right?
Oh, yeah. We go way back.
Okay.
No.
The Janome.
What the hell's going on, man?
I'm talking to you directly in your head. Don't talk, just think.
That's hard, man. I'm used to, like, thinking about, like, beautiful women and...
I can see that.
More mistletoe.
Listen.
I'm trying.
You gotta get the staff out of there.
I know.
Don't worry about me and Flatty. You right. Just make sure you get it to Burr.
I gotcha.
Okay.
Yeah.
No matter what,
I'm no matter what.
Now slay with those dolls. Gotta get out tonight.
All right.
The ones from Glibbleslap. What was his name?
He's right there, man.
Glibbleslap?
I'm Glipper Slipper Yucks.
He's talking in my head.
Don't worry,
man.
Let me watch your. Let me spot your squats.
Glipper Slipper Yucks. Those ones. Those ones have to get out.
Okay. Yeah. So we'll bring it to the dragon, and then
fly on out of here, baby.
And then what are we gonna do with? Okay, but then she's gonna.
You're free.
She's gonna be mad once
fuck her. We're gonna kill the bitch.
Oh, she's really strong. I don't know if that's gonna happen.
Why just do you keep calling her a bitch?
She's talking in my head.
She's enslaving us!
All right, she's talking in his head.
Yeah.
Also, sidebar!
So many voices in my head, man.
I don't know what the sidebar is.
Damn.
You mean like a...
Read the doll!
That's so much toe today.
What doll? Wait, what's reading?
I'm talking in his head!
How about this? We just need to get the staff out.
I don't think I've ever seen this situation.
You need to get out.
Or Paramount. Mark is the voice of reason at the table.
Okay.
You're welcome.
All right.
If I look like I can't make it, just keep going. Don't stop for me. Just go.
You're kind of cool, though, man.
And sometimes you want to make an omelet. You got to break a few eggs.
I love omelets.
Oh, me too. They're very good protein.
Sidebar!
Why are you in my head?
Every time something protein
mind bar!
Mind melded.
All right, I'll get it out no matter what, man.
All right, let's enact this plan then.
So should we switch the dolls though? Because the sleigh's already kind of like loaded up with the other ones. So.
Oh really?
Yeah, I mean Christmas is in like an hour.
That's so flawed. Gotta...
All right.
Yes.
How about this?
The workers need to unload the dolls and reload the new dolls.
Oh, we just put in the new dolls.
Easy peasy.
Yeah.
But you told me to pump them up.
What's more pumping than lifting heavy dolls out of our sleigh?
Have you lifted these tungsten cubes?
I don't think I can.
I thought they were shungite, man. Here you man. Go. I thought they were shungite.
Shungite?
Yeah.
No.
It's like a 2,000-year-old rock.
Oh. No, I only work with tungsten.
Okay.
I'm probably, very good at finding it, apparently.
Probably get shungite next time. I don't know.
Well, do you just... I'll try to find this shungite that you speak of.
Put him around Mikasa.
It's like great
what's
to see.
What's a Mikasa? Who is that?
You guys are out of your minds. I don't even know what's happening. We're 25 minutes in, and you guys haven't even left the workshop.
Get those toys out.
We've been resting.
Yeah,
it's just so funny.
Well, okay, did we do like a general investigation on the like the place for like weapons and stuff?
No.
All right.
When would that have happened?
Can we do
in the tungsten talk?
Can we do a quick?
A once over?
A good once over?
Give it a once over!
Real quick. Let's do a group one.
A group what?
10.
Perception or investigation?
Oh, perception.
You can do perception.
Oh, well.
Whatever is easier.
Gonna be 10,
oh, yeah. Come on. Rolled onto a 4 for a 9.
16.
14.
Okay. This is
I'm
just
not worried about finding stuff.
This is a toy maker's workshop. There's no weapons here. They wouldn't
no
store
potions?
Weapons here.
No potions or nothing?
If you guys want potions stuff, you can have like hit some of the other warehouses. This is just where they make the base doll.
We gotta go to the Nog Vet.
We could go to the Nog Vet. Kind of wet our whistle.
You said it was swarming.
Why is your whistle dry?
You said it was swarming with yetis.
I mean, it is, but, you know.
The Nog Vet?
Just, you know, get some Nog. Some road Nog.
Do we have time to go to Nog Vet, man?
I mean, I look like Zeb. You're a prisoner. Maybe we're just trying to wet our whistles.
But why would you bring a prisoner well, in the...
I feel like I'm missing something with this wet whistle.
Fleddy? I mean, Fleddy would be cool, but...
We don't have to get eggnog. I'm sorry I threw it out. I just... I'm thirsty. I did so much punching in that last fight.
Well, Fleddy, you want some nog, man?
Fleddy, why don't you just walk in and grab some nog?
You can walk in and grab some nog. We'll
help out. Yeah, okay. So I'll go in, get a little nog. I'm just kind of going to lay the land.
You know what? How are you gonna wash those babies down?
You just get me, dude. You get me.
I gotcha.
All right. Well, I have a plan.
Yeah.
Get a little nog. Swap out the toys. Somehow steal a dragon staff. And get our fucking babies.
That's right.
All right, I'm putting the sunglasses on just for a minute, just because I feel like I just said a cool line. And
I gotcha.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I feel good about
that.
Oh
my god, you look so cool.
Thank you.
Looks nice, Fleddy.
Thanks, everyone.
Give me daps, man.
I'm really happy I became such a main part
of
this group.
Do like a performance check on the daps.
Go ahead.
We wouldn't have gotten this far without you.
Yeah, definitely not. So
that's a hot pour.
It's a bad dap. He puts his whole hand over your fist.
Hold on.
Is this what you wanted? Is this good?
That's weird, man. Are you trying to dap him up?
I slip him some toe in the...
Oh,
that's right.
Oh,
okay.
No, you know see, that...
I know my boy Flint.
This is how you dap up.
Hi, Slank! Cut it out!
I'm showing him how to dap with a 27.
You break Flint's arm.
Bro.
Oh, my God!
No!
No!
Hold on, let me see that. Let me put it in place.
Oh, God!
I just used one point of...
Set it!
Lay on hands.
You're right. Not setting it!
Hold on, here's this stick bite.
Buddy, calm down, man.
Count to three. One, two, come!
That
was the one on top.
You weren't ready for the tap.
It's going to be okay, Fletty. Don't worry.
I'm reconsidering everything.
No, it's
gonna go. I don't want to cry in front of you guys.
Get away from Ice Flock. He's a psycho.
Okay, now bring it in.
No, no, no. He's going to bear hug
bring
you
it
or something.
In.
Please don't bear hug me.
Yeah. Just don't touch Bloody anymore, man.
I'm hugging him. He wants to cry.
We hug too strong.
You don't know that. I didn't
I
hug
just
you.
Saw it, man.
That was a dap. You're supposed to go in strong with daps.
Listen, can I get another round of insight checks real quick? Just from the group.
Nat 1.
22.
8.
18.
Everything is going awesome. And you think that, man, everyone's ready for this big strike. Burr, you're seeing some of the enthusiasm starting to dwindle a little bit.
Ice Flonk's breaking people's arms.
Yeah, just like, they're kind of maybe realizing that maybe the leadership structure isn't as strong as they initially thought, and some of the fervor of their workers' rights is starting to maybe slip away as they think, we might all get killed by Yetis tonight.
No. Wiz, what's his name? Stampy?
Glipper Slipper Yucks.
Glipper Slipper?
Yeah?
You're in charge of reining in Ice Flonk.
No one's in charge of Ice Flonk. Excuse me, I'm leading the pump.
Listen, before today I pulled a lever, and now you're putting a lot of responsibility on me.
Glipper Slipper?
Do you want to be part of the
Let's go back to
upper...
those RDLs.
What's an RDL?
Romanian deadlift.
Okay, we'll be Romanian deadlifting. Let us know when we need to, you know, kind of...
Don't wear them out too much.
You told me to pump them up. I'm pumping them up.
Just enough pump.
You're going to talk to me about enough pump?
We're leaving.
Yeah, because you also only have an hour on that disguise self, so you probably want to.
They're gonna move along. I mean, it's gonna be fine. They're gonna toke up on that toe and be good. It'll be all fine.
You guys should probably get to the house.
All right, go tell the dragon we'll our plan.
Get ready.
I can do that.
Ride that dragon, babe.
I'm gonna pick up, like, drag one of the bags of toys towards the dragon.
I'm gonna so heavy. Dragging it through the fucking frigid snow.
It should slide easily.
No, what you should do is get in a good squat and just pull back. Kind of get a lower center of gravity.
Oh, that'll just take too long. I'm just gonna go this way.
But it'll warm you up.
I do like warm.
Okay.
we're making our way.
As Burr and Iceflonk and the rest of the gnomes lift all these very heavy bags of toys and make their way to the dragon pens. I hate to say this, but the brains of the operation. Crankle.
Yeah?
You are leading a fake chained up rogue.
There's no locks on us.
Yeah, Janome. Can I get a performance check just to see like how good it looks like you're tied up? Really sell it, Janome.
I'm going to mind losing the chains.
Oh, yeah, like big cartoonish chains are on you.
Like fucking Jacob Marley.
Got like a yeah. ball on my leg.
Yeah.
Chained to my leg.
Oh, that looks good. Oh, this is going to work.
Hell yeah.
Buddy, just don't talk about them yet.
Okay, yeah, I didn't know.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know?
I'm the muscle. I get it.
Treat me like you did before we were friends. Oh. Before you knew about the BBs.
Oh, okay. That's a dark place for me, but I can get there.
The preebies.
Yeah, it's fine.
Okay.
That's how they're going to know that I'm your prisoner, man.
And then we'll feast on BBs.
It's going to be a great Christmas after all.
It'll be a Christmas miracle.
Can I get a survival check from... I literally can't remember these names.
20.
So stupid.
On both of us?
Or? Yeah, both of two of you.
I got a 20.
20 from Crankle. Doing their genome.
13.
Okay. You're not really leading the way here. You're kind of just, you're in between Fletty and Crankle.
Crankle, it's like not hard to find the largest, nicest building in Tinkerville.
That makes sense.
There's like this towering mayoral building. I would say that there's like these like pillars in the front that are like statues of Krizik that almost seem to be like holding up the building. There's just
roll
like,
my eyes.
Yeah,
hard.
There's a lot of real Krizik rigmarole all over the place here. It looks like Krizik's had a foothold in this village for a very long time. Clearly, recently, they've really turned up the heat on what they're requiring of their gnomish servants. Let me get some stealth checks, I guess, real quick. Just as you guys are walking up.
24.
30.
Oh, my God. Okay. 30 is so high, we're going to skip a fight. That's what we're talking about
yeah,
here.
Yeah, baby.
As you guys are walking up the steps, there is a large sleeping polar bear sort of guarding the door.
Does he have a soda bottle in his hand?
He was sipping on a delicious soda of unknown name or origin.
Red label?
It's a red label. It's fine. Don't worry about it. It's Chris and Cola. It's cool. But he's clearly in like a little cola nap now. He's kind of like a little sugar rush and kind of tanked out. But yeah, there's like a sleeping polar bear that was guarding the door.
Is that still unspiking?
But with an insanely high stealth check like that, the guy's just kind of gnomishly tiptoe away past him. He would have sniffed out fucking something was up, but a 30 is so high, it's funny. So that's where we're at. Make a perception check as you get inside the house.
13.
Nat 20.
The staff is there.
What do I do with a nat 20
here? You see any traps?
Why would a fucking house be trapped?
Yeah, the house isn't trapped. I think with a nat 20, the nat 20, you walk in and you have this like grand plan to like sneak into the house, find the Winter Lady and steal her staff. But as you guys walk in the door, you look over and there's an umbrella stand that she's put her staff in.
Fast hands.
Slide of hand check.
15.
Pick up the staff. You're good. It's dead quiet in the house.
Just gonna like put my hands on both of them and back away like Homer Simpson into the bushes.
One more stealth check. No. If you wouldn't mind?
14.
Okay.
No.
Oh, wait.
No.
Get advantage on these.
7.
No.
Guys, back up out of the house. Everything went so smooth that once you guys close the door, everyone goes to fist pump. Like, we pulled it off. And you turn around, there's just a wake polar bear staring at the three of you.
Minor illusion cube into the sky.
Go ahead and roll initiative.
You need to disengage immediately.
5.
14.
Okay.
24.
Better than a 0.
24.
All right. 6.
Oh boy.
He's before me.
Telepathy.
Okay.
No, 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 no.
Brr, the staff is incoming. Be ready.
Okay, I'm just explaining everything to the dragon.
So. Sorry that was so quick.
I mean, hey, the faster the better.
Okay, so... I mean, the actual heist went pretty great. I mean, you got so lucky. You walk in, staff's right there. You're unfortunately staring down a polar bear, though. This is a big, scary-ass bear. He has, like, a almost like frost coming off of his body. It's massive. This thing's probably, like, 8 feet tall. It's huge. Janome, you are first. What would you like to do?
I would have to disengage from him to not do an opportunity attack.
Yes.
All right. So, I'm going to cunning action, disengage.
Okay.
And then full-on dash.
Make a, like, run just for it.
You got this, guys. I believe in you. I'm just like, Fletty, keep those glasses off. I'm out of here. just book it to Burr.
Yeah, so you're holding a magic staff. You disengage from the polar bear and fully run away.
I just hold the scepter up to Burr, but Bear, here's his after. Take it, baby. Okay, you gotta take it right now. Big old bear. There's a big old bear right back there, man.
Okay, so you've disengaged, dashed, run 50 feet. You're running towards Burr, who looks up and just sees you sprinting down the icy little streets holding a staff. Chaos, chaos, chaos. Okay, next up is the Ursa Polaris. It is going to...
Polar bear?
It's actually... Because you're still... You have to still have a disguise self up.
I look like Zeb.
Make a deception check real quick. Because y'all look suspicious as fuck.
Four?
Oh, boy.
Nothing to see here.
It takes like a big smell. It's just like, and it's going to rain a claw attack down on Krangle.
This was all part of the plan.
Okay, I am going to, actually, I guess I'll, and he sees that Fleddy's like not holding it together very well. He's like, I always wear my sunglasses out here. Oh, shit. It just looks bad. The bear's gonna attack everybody. Okay, so he's gonna make three attacks. He's gonna try to bite Krankle's head off first.
Oh, Jesus.
So 26 to hit.
Oh my god.
11 piercing and 6 cold damage. And then he starts mauling Fleddy with claw attacks.
No.
It's all worth it for the BBs! Fleddy takes 18 points of damage.
Holy hell.
Yeah, the bear's scary. Okay. Krankle, it's your turn. A giant polar bear tried to bite your fucking head off. You have a huge gash in your neck. What are you doing?
Is it right in front of me, obviously, since it bit me?
Yeah, it's right in front of you.
Come forth! Bleebly constructs!
I'm going to cast Spirit Guardians.
What the fuck do your Spirit Guardians look like?
You know the little toy soldier Bleeblies that Glebor got? Them.
An army of tiny Bleeblies surround this polar bear, holding handguns pointing at the polar bear. all right, so what was it? DC 16?
Wisdom.
Wisdom.
How wise is this bear?
Really has a plus 3.
Oof.
It's a nat 1, though.
Yay!
Roll the damage as a bunch of tiny Bleeblies just start firing into this bear.
10?
Okay, nice. Okay, you're not concentrating on it?
Nope. Oh, wait, I am concentrating on it. So yes. I'm going to use... Oh, no.
Yeah, but you're just there with a bunch of tiny spiritual Bleeblies just firing on this bear. That's cool as hell.
Yeah, you know what I'm gonna do? Is DX crotch chop him.
Sure. Doesn't do anything mechanically, but it does hurt his bear feelings. And also, the big thing is that his movement is half, so he can't chase.
Yeah, big time.
Burr, you're about 10 feet away from your friend as he's sprinting towards you holding the staff above his head.
I think we can say that I explained everything to the dragon in...
Yeah.
The whole heist.
Yeah.
So I'm just like, see, there's the scepter. See, I'm going to go get it. And run over.
Can the scepter be, like, broken to completely free the dragon?
It's going to be a lot to break a magic item like that, okay, really.
Just asking.
Just letting you know, yeah.
So I'm going to run over to him, which would be 10 feet.
Mm-hmm.
Grab the scepter and then 10 feet.
Run back over the dragon.
And then just be like...
Relay race it.
And just try and climb on him.
Yeah, animal handling check with advantage.
15?
Yeah. Get on, man. huge snow dragon just like gets down. You kind of scramble up his back and you're just on the neck of this big dragon holding a fucking magic staff.
Do whatever you want, man. I'll be right here cheering you on.
What do I want?
No, 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 no. Wait, does he speak common?
Only draconic, unfortunately.
No, 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 no.
Tell him to kill!
Oh, yeah, he does. Yeah, can you kill them first?
Who am I killing?
Well, go to the square in the sky.
Okay. Huge dragon wings take off. I'll basically say that he's kind of like your mount right now. You can basically use his movement speed. And you guys all look up as a young white dragon is now circling Tinkerville.
Yes!
That's wild, man.
Hey, look up.
Don't pull the bear.
Okay. Insane. Ice Flunk, how you feeling?
Do I see the cube?
Actually, Ice Flunk, I just realized since you were loading up the sleigh.
Oh.
Can you make just like a strength saving throw for me real quick?
Yeah.
Was
yeah,
the sleigh attached? Oh, shit. Oh, yeah, it's Christmas Eve.
That's 12.
Okay. You look back flying on this beautiful white dragon, and the sleigh is just flying around like crazy. You can see that all the bags of toys have all piled into the back, and you can just see one little hand is kind of in the middle of loading up the sleigh. Unfortunately, Iceflonk, you are trapped on the sleigh
God,
now.
Oh God, where am I? What's happening?
You're just like overwhelmed with bags of dolls that are just sliding on you.
Great.
Get in the front seat, man.
What? Who said that? I got a bag of toys on my face. God?
It's Burr.
Burr. You know, I thought you were God for a second.
I'm going to need an athletics check just to loose yourself. That'll be your action, just getting free.
Aww.
I'm sorry, you got crushed.
Lame 17.
Yeah, you kind of pull yourself free of all these bags of toys. Yeah, you're now in the sleigh. No one's controlling the sleigh. The reins are whipping around wildly. There's an ice dragon in front of you. You're, you know, 100 feet in the air. And yeah, you just see Burr on the back of a dragon, like fucking Never-Ending Story style.
Do I just take these reins? Like, what do I do?
Sure.
Okay. I guess I grab the reins.
Yeah. That'll be like your item interaction. You can give me like an athletics check just to see how well you kind of control them.
It's 14?
Yeah, it's fine. It's enough to not be flying around back there.
Oh, well, there goes my turn. And here I was going to throw tungsten cubes at the player.
Did he see the cube, man? Did he see it?
Well, I'm sorry I'm up here.
You hear me up there, man.
I got great hearing.
No.
Janome, it's your turn.
All right. So, I see... Ice Flonk on the sleigh.
I think he's hard to miss, and he's also yelling a lot. Right.
What is going on?
Alright, well, it's like, damn. I'm just gonna quickly roll some mistletoe and burn real quick. I gotta get back to that bear, man. I'm just gonna book it back to the bear. So I'm going to all the gnomes didn't see the cube because they weren't signaled, right?
I mean, the gnomes that were helping basically like load up the sleigh are just looking up because the sleigh's gone now, and so is the dragon.
I'm gonna turn to them and be like, come on, man, this is time to unionize now, man. This is it. With the cubes in the air, it's time for us, the big old bear in the square. We gotta fight that bear in the square right now. All right, let's go.
What the hell is Chewbacca doing? A bunch of Ewoks. He's doing that voice.
Persuasion check with advantage.
Oh,
you fucked. You fucked up.
You fucked up. My first roll was a 27. All right, 27.
Bear in the square. As these gnomes,
it's a like, bear. Fucked a bear in the square, man.
They like kind of like got like kind of lost in translation there. Some of them think they're streaking to the square. We're gonna be bear in the square.
Oh my god!
One fully nude gnome runs by holding woodcarver's tools, but they got the spirit. They're all charging the square.
I know, whatever. Yoked out of their minds now.
All right, that's kind of what I wanted. Anyways, I'm gonna dash bonus action, cunning action,
dash
back to where the bear is.
Yeah, you run back to the square. It's very confusing because you left just a moment ago, and now your friend Crankle is. It seems to be that he's commanding an army of little spirit toy soldiers that are just unloading on this bear.
Crankle, man, you got this under control or what?
Not even a little!
Okay. I'm going to try and stab this bear.
Yeah.
And yeah. I'm going to do this.
For the BB.
Dirty 20.
Okay. Dirty 20 definitely hits.
All right. You got that. Sneak attack damage first. Well, all right, so 13.
Okay.
First, and then 11.
Okay.
So 24 total.
Drive your rapier into the side of this polar bear as he kind of screams out. Pull it out. Yeah, you're now just like fighting a giant polar bear, pretty much. Okay. It's the polar bear's turn.
Oh, boy.
He's big pissed. Because, you know, this has been going badly.
Does he need to make his check first or whatever?
Yeah, so he'll make a wisdom check at the top of the round here. Fails on a 10. Go ahead and roll a 3d8 for me, if you wouldn't mind, Mark.
Hell yeah.
18!
18. Okay, yeah.
Damn.
The bear's not loving this.
He'll shot at, Bill.
I mean, he's going to try to kill Crankle because he's getting shot so many times. This bear kind of, like, pushes through these, like, spectral toy soldiers.
That seems fair.
He is going to
bite my head off.
He's going to try to bite your head off. Only a 13 on the bite.
Not muscles.
All right, so then he'll make his follow-up with two claw attacks.
Ah!
23 and a 15.
The 23 hits.
Okay, you're going to take 13 slashing.
Ouch!
Okay, okay, okay. Crankle, it is now your turn.
Are you getting pulled?
Oh, I'm sorry. Can I get a concentration check for the Spirit Guardians? It's a con saving throw, if you wouldn't mind.
17.
Yeah, you're good.
Are you getting pulled?
It's just a big bear.
He doesn't talk.
Yeah, fuck him, right?
How big is this bear?
Like 8 feet tall.
Oh, damn.
It's huge. You guys are so much smaller than this bear.
It's tall as Fletty.
Yeah.
Is this just a bear?
I mean, it's like, it's got some magic stuff, but it's mostly just a big bear.
Is it wearing anything?
No.
Is this like Golden Compass bear? He's got like armor on?
I think it's like Golden Compass-esque, but it's, you know, his armor is more just like made out of like thick fur in certain patches and stuff.
Okay, cool. All right. Great.
And I'm gonna let Fletty will go on your turn with you if you want.
Me?
Yeah.
Sure.
You guys went together, kind of.
Yeah. We're buddies.
Fletty's like, we're fighting the bear! Ah! Just screaming.
I think he has the boobies!
Fletty, stare at him, man.
Oh, yeah.
Look into his soul to see if he has boobies.
He makes direct eye contact with the bear. He is like, if you're hoarding BBs, you have to tell me. Is he going to use chilling gaze on the bear? Bear's wicked icon. He can probably easily save this, but we'll try. We'll try for Fletty. I want to have him see a win.
I believe in Fletty.
He failed the con save.
Yeah.
That's my man, though, yeah, man. That's Fletty.
Yeah.
You have to tell me! He gazes into the eyes of this polar bear, doing a little bit of damage. Actually, let me just check real quick. I think he's not going to get any damage, because I'm pretty sure this thing's immune to cold damage. Let me just check.
Oh,
the stun is the more important part of the gaze.
Yeah, it's very important.
He's immune to cold damage.
Fuck.
So...
Damn.
He's just... You guys just see Fletty's making weird eye contact with the bear. And the bear isn't damaged by this, but it just kind of stops what it's doing. It seems locked into Fletty's eyes.
He sees the BBs.
Gazing directly at them. I will say, because he's paralyzed, if you wanted to make a run for it, Crankle, he won't be able to make an opportunity attack on you. But it's up to you guys how you want to play the rest of this.
The army is on its way. Somebody has to lead the charge.
And I'm stuck in the air.
They're all riled up.
They're bare in the square!
Sorry.
We'll storm the mansion!
Okay. Sure. You're gonna storm the mansion?
Yeah.
Okay.
Oh, no.
Sure.
Join me, gnome brothers! And sisters, I suppose.
I'll keep staring at this bear. You guys storm the castle. Let's do this. But I'm not gonna leave eye contact with you, bear. I'm gonna get the BBs in your folds. yeah, that's happening there. Yeah, so you're going to use your movement to run into the house?
Yeah, we're storming, baby.
Okay. Yeah, I'll say, like, at this point, because the, you know, there are, like, some nude but mostly clothed gnomes are charging the streets. You kick in the door, and you and the gnomes just start charging into the mansion.
Yeah.
Let me get a perception check.
And you still look like Zeb, right?
Oh, yeah. 10?
You look up, and at the top of this, like, tall, ornate staircase is a plump giantess. She has like a big red billowy cape, kind of like traditional Krizik dress. There's like lots of like little lightning embellishments in all of her clothing, but there is kind of a frosty aesthetic as well. She has like long straight white hair.
Zeb, you traitor! What have you done?
No dental is mental!
What?
Workers' rights!
And I'm going to cast Hold Person on her.
Okay.
Oh, shit. Why do you have hold person?
Because I'm a piece of shit.
All right. So it's a wisdom saving throw, right?
Yep. 16.
All right. She's got a plus 5 to these.
Get hold.
And that one.
What does hold person do?
She's paralyzed.
She's paralyzed.
Does that give disadvantage on everything?
Everything. No, we get advantage.
We get advantage on everything.
Oh my god, I've learned her resistance. Fuck a you!
He used one!
He did. Shakes off this magic. How dare you, Zeb?
No overtime, no peace!
Your voice sounds strange and I don't know why. Why are there nude gnomes pouring into my keep? Where is my star?
We're blur in the square!
Okay, this isn't hinged. All right, I'll add her to the initiative. All right. So she rolled pretty good on the initiative. She got an 18 for the initiative. Where are we at initiative currently right now? We're at 14. All right, so basically when it comes back around, she will get her turn. Burr McJingles. Winter winds are whipping in your hair.
Does he see us storming the mansion?
Perception check with advantage.
It's an 11.
There's a lot of naked gnomes running around down there.
Why is everyone naked? It's too cold.
Can you bring me down? I don't feel helpful up here.
Yeah, I think we can do that.
Yeah, if you want to make a little swoop attack, go nuts.
Yeah.
Let's do a swoop attack. How do I roll for that?
Hold on here. Let me see. I actually have a stat block for this giant dragon. This is a young white dragon. He does have cold breath, but you know that the bear is immune to cold damage, so. But if you want to swoop down, you can make 3 attacks. One bite, 2 claw, each of a plus 7 to hit.
Just go down.
Hell yeah. So, as the bear is just locked in this really intense eye contact with Fleddy, a white dragon swoops down from the heavens and goes to make its attack. Roll 3 attacks for me, and I'll tell you how much damage you're doing.
What's it, a 7?
A plus 7 to hit.
So 14 on the first one?
Okay. Oh, sorry, 15 on the bear. My bad.
2 14s and an 18.
Okay. So, yeah, you swoop down on this bear, slash across its back for 15 damage. Actually, he's stunned, so you have advantage on those attacks. I'm so sorry. Go ahead and make those.
So the first one would have hit because it would have been the 18.
Gotcha.
I rolled 1, which was 14. That would have been 25.
Mm. Okay. Would you like to describe how this dragon eats his polar bear?
I think it's just the 2 like front claws right in like the shoulder, and then the head bitten clean off.
Unbelievable. Fleddy's like, yeah, you BB hoarding son of a bitch. Your you time is done.
Damn, man. Jesus. Oh my God.
Shiverwing, did it taste like BBs? Did he have any BBs on him when you bit him?
No. I'll ask him.
Yeah.
I say that all to...
Did you taste any BBs?
No.
Lie.
Should I not?
It's fine. Like,
does he want me to have had the BBs? Or?
I don't actually know. But okay. Don't worry about it. We just got to keep killing, and then you could do whatever you want.
I'm going to live such a great life after all this.
Yes, you are.
I'll have to shovel my own shit, but it'll be fine. I'll get used to it. All right, man.
And then I look down at him.
Yeah, BBs.
I knew it! Come on, gnomes! They're in there!
That's right, Flynn. We got to get in there, man. This... We gotta mess them up. Get those beepies.
Ice Flunk, you're in the back of the sled. You guys have now landed in the square. There's a bunch of half-nude gnomes. Some are ripping their clothes off as they storm into the keep. What would you like to do?
I'm gonna hop off.
We will flunk them, and we will flunk them well. Now let's charge!
Okay.
So I run in.
Yeah, I'm gonna say just for funsies, you can just, if you just use all your movement, you can get up, onto the paralyzed Ice Queen at the top of the steps.
Oh, she's used the legendaries.
Yeah.
She's not paralyzed. Never mind. So she's just up there menacingly, getting ready to murder all you gnomes.
I'm gonna flunk you.
You will not flunk me.
And I'm gonna bonus action Shining Smite.
Okay, shit. What does that do again? Yeah, when you hit, you get to add a little bit extra.
So it's not just a little extra. If I hit, Until the spell ends, the target sheds bright light in 5-foot radius. Oh. Attack rolls against it have advantage.
Okay.
And it can't benefit from invisible condition.
Okay, cool.
So it's basically like, so it's 2d6 radiant with a little bit of like the guiding bolt.
Okay. Cool.
So it is concentration. So I do have to hold that. And I'm gonna take out my new dagger. And I'm gonna bonk with the dagger.
Okay. Bonk away.
That's a 26.
That hits.
Hell yeah.
And then I'll just roll the other one to find out. And that one was a nat one. So the 26.
Okay.
That's 9. I'll do the smite damage plus 7. So that takes me to 16. And then it was... I read the dagger. Is it the dagger of venom?
Yeah.
It does 2d10 poison.
Okay.
All right. So I'm just going to...
Roll that out.
For 8 poison. And I can't... like additional smite this, right? Because I did Shining Smite.
No. Shining Smite's a smell. A smell. Shining Smite is
Is a smell.
Shining
a smelly
Smite
smell.
Is a spell, and Smite is its own separate thing. So if you want to add some Smite on top.
So I'll add Searing. A little...
Well, you can do a regular Divine Smite.
No, it's only regular.
Yeah.
Yeah. So I'm going to... And it's 2d6 just flat, or is it plus something?
2d8.
2d... Oh, yeah. d8.
For a first level one.
For an additional 11.
Okay.
And then I'm going to use my channel divinity.
Oh. Never mind.
No, wait. I can't do that one because I already used my bonus action for the spell. So cool. I'm spent.
Yeah. So as all these gnomes pour into the keep, what do you get?
That was the first attack.
Oh my God. I forgot you have two. Okay,
me too.
Yeah.
That's how I'm not used to that.
You charge up the steps, leap, and stab the Winter Lady with your big, gross knife. And she's like, this jam's on it.
Yeah.
And you rip it out. Yeah, go for your second attack.
For 27.
Wow. That'll hit.
For 9 plus.
And get flonked.
She's getting flonked.
They're flunking me! They're flunking me!
That 2d10 was 2 ones.
Okay.
Two so additional, so that's 11.
11 total on that second one?
Gotcha. And I'm going to hold the smite.
Okay, sure.
But I do have to keep concentration for the effect that's on her for the
Smite. He's making her light up, kind of? Okay, cool. All right, let me start using some legendary actions because I'm getting whomped real quick. Okay, at the end of your turn... She is going to use a legendary action to attack you with her ice crown.
Oh, please don't. That looks sharp.
She takes off her frosty crown. Is like, get off of me! Starts trying to bash you with her crown.
Please don't.
Let's see. Yeah.
I'm just trying to get my pump and my pay, which I found out you don't give us.
22 to hit.
That one does hit. Wait, hold on. Let me see if I have reactions. I don't.
I don't. You're going to take 20 piercing damage and 6 gold damage as she just jabs her crown into you and rips it out.
Damn.
Oh.
You will be the one being flunked today!
No one flunks, I splunk!
Okay, Fletty the Yeti is just running in.
She has the BBs, Fletty! I saw it in her crown!
I thought it was before Fletty.
Fletty goes on my turn.
Fletty goes on your... Oh, you know what? I put him in the initiative like an idiot, and then I made him so he's on your turn. I'm so sorry. It's Lady Frostbreath's turn.
She just went bashing.
That was a legendary.
That was a legendary, yeah.
Yeah.
Chances are I'm going down now, boys.
Had a good run. It's a fun one-shot. Live your life. Okay.
Unless she wants to attack someone else like those naked gnomes.
She's like, you come into my home, nerd?
Okay. She then
you could change your face.
She has like on her belt a bunch of beers.
What?
She takes one.
Are they cold as the Rockies?
Pops the cap off. She has a move called Cold Snap, but I think it's funnier if she to do it has to chug a delicious Samuel Adams Cold Snap. Glugs it down.
Oh wow, that's impressive.
I need every creature within 30 feet of her, so that's pretty much everyone.
Is it a radius or
Fletty are outside like in still, front? Right?
Yeah, so it's going to be, I think, just you two inside.
Okay.
Oh, wow. Well, I'm down.
Well, this is a weird one. So everyone within 30 feet, I need you to make a DC 17 Constitution saving throw.
Oh, let's go. 19.
Okay.
It was a good run, boys. Let's see what I get. That's a 2.
Okay. Oh my God. So the effect of cold snap isn't do damage. You get one level of exhaustion.
Oh, that sucks. I'm so tired.
The Snow Queen causes the temperature around her to drop dramatically. Every creature within 30 feet makes the con save. If not, are they getting one level of exhaustion? If you have immunity to cold damage, you don't get take this effect. I don't think any of you guys do. That'd be crazy. I don't think he even has like resistance, unfortunately.
Yeah, I don't have resistance. It's weird.
Okay. But as this cold wave goes out from her, all of the nude gnomes are just frozen in place. They're just like, all of them are just like, oh, it's just so cold in the keep now. Just waves of rippling, delicious cold snap energy come out of her. That would be her turn. So for you two, all that really means is you have disadvantage on attack rolls. Or ability checks. Oh, you passed? So just ability checks for you right now, Flo.
Okay.
Cool. All right. Yeah, that was just her. She just wanted to, like, just... She's trying to basically freeze all the gnomes in her home so that she can kind of re-get order here in a little bit.
No, there was no... No, damage. The damage from before, right, when she slapped me with the crown.
I think you... Yeah. Give me a con save. I'm sorry. I forgot about that.
That's a 6.
Yeah, you're gonna drop concentration on that.
Well, that was fun. Yeah. It's cool. It's great idea, guys.
Yeah.
Okay, Crankle, it's your turn.
How many legendary resistances does she have total?
You get 3 total. Great. She's already used one.
Okay.
Crankle, kick her ass. I'm so tired. I shouldn't have done all that pumping up before.
Can I do group telepathy, or is it 1-to-1?
Pretty sure it's 1-to-1.
The only person in here is Ice Flonk.
Yeah.
No. Disengage, get out.
All you see is DVD load Fuck. Screen bouncing around. Wait, hold on, it's about to hit the corner before you sign. And it just misses.
All right, moving on. I'm going to blind her. I'm going to cast blind.
Okay, it's a con saving throw, right?
DC 16, con.
Look blind.
She's unfortunately going to make it with a 19. She's actually pretty hardy from being like a giantess snow queen.
Bonus action.
Mm-hmm.
Mass healing word.
Okay.
Because you're fucking on death's door, right?
Oh, yeah. But yeah. I mean, that's...
Anybody else hurt?
Nope. I'm missing a little HP.
I don't think... Oh, yeah, you're here. You're on the dragon.
Yeah, I'm outside.
Yeah. Yeah, Blee Blee's healing light emanates from inside the keep.
Take 12 back, everybody.
Oh my God, that's so much.
Could have been better.
Burr, that is your turn.
From being Wait. On...
Yeah, you got anything else you want to do?
I can move.
Yeah, so...
What's the distance between her and
so basically,
I?
You're like in like the foyer, essentially. She's on like a like little banister thing. It's maybe only like... It's only like... 10 feet up higher, really. It's like just one flight of stairs up. She's trying to fight off this little gnome who's trying to stab her. But yeah, so she's about 10 feet from you, I would say.
But she's up.
Up, yeah.
So my spirit guardians wouldn't trample her ass?
No, you'd have to run up there if you want to get to her.
And I'm going to back away, not today, sexy lady. I'm going to back out the door.
Yeah.
So I'm not trying to get fucking iced again.
Sure.
Are you pointing at me?
Yeah, they have to make a DC save. 15 con saving throw or take the 2d10 and become poison for a moment. So I'll just remember that, I guess.
Gotcha.
Next time around.
She's really good at con saves. Let me just make one just to see what would have happened.
All my fucking spells are con saves.
Yeah, 21. I'm so sorry.
That's fine.
All right.
It's just
so,
something
good to
I
know.
Need to know now.
That's the one thing about playing these one shots where it's like everyone has a million new features and now you have magic weapons and know everything. I need you to know all your characters is going to be totally fine. Burr, what would you like to do with your big dragon?
While sitting on the back of the dragon, can I see the lady?
Yeah, so I guess maybe like Shiverwing just kind of like lowers his head and you kind of like float down with him, kind of look in the house. You can see up on like the top because it's like the giant doors that were open as the gnomes poured into the manor. About 10 feet up on like fighting next to a banister, you can just see that this snow queen is fighting off this insane little paladin.
And how far is she from me?
From you, from being outside, 30 feet.
Okay. I'm going to cast slow on her.
Yes!
No. I don't want that. Oh my God. All right. Hopefully
16
I make it.
Wisdom.
16 wisdom. Okay. You guys just burned through my legendary resistances so fast.
You only used one so far.
She failed. She's going to burn another one not
now
to be slowed.
Now it's two, motherfucker.
You will not slow me! as she kind of tries to rebuff you.
Are those a reaction?
They're not even reactions. They're just basically legendary reaction. Even though it says reaction, it isn't reaction. It's just you get to just pass a saving throw when you fail one.
Oh wow,
it's whack.
Yeah, I mean they're like, well, there's no way to balance these fights unless we give people a way to not have that happen. Yeah, legendary resistance, that's what it's called, I'm sorry. So yeah, if the Snow Queen fails a saving throw, she can choose to succeed instead. It's to avoid things like slow happening, specifically because that spell sucks.
The best spell ever.
It's so hard when it happens to you. And then with a bonus action, Burr.
Basically just saying, oh, okay, get me out of here.
Yeah, no, let's lean up. I don't want to look in there. Should we just like leave or what?
Not yet. Hold
okay,
you.
Yeah, okay.
Don't worry. We'll get you out of here.
All right. Perfect. Ice Flunk.
Question.
Back to you.
Mostly just, can I lay on hands and attack? Or you would only accept the lay on hands action?
You know, I'll let you do it.
Because you're on death's door.
Kind of. I think it's more like, I think if you want to use one of your attack actions to cast Lay on Hands on yourself, I'll let you do it. If you were like a paladin, a full paladin in a campaign, I might not be as forgiving, but we're playing a crazy one-shot where you guys are a bunch of gnomes. So fucking go nuts, baby.
Okay. I just wanted to run it by you, too.
Yeah. I don't know if there's like probably like a more official ruling on that working. I don't think it does, but you know.
Okay.
You're the only one in melee with this crazy lady who I'm going to try to kill you with. So.
And then I'm going to cast Shield of Faith on myself.
Okay. All right, so you're shifting concentration to Shield of Faith. How many hit points did you get back with that Lay on Hands? Okay.
I'm going to save it, and I'm going to whack with the dagger.
Perfect.
14.
Okay, 14.
Just hits.
Is going to miss.
It always misses.
It's 14. 17 is the armor on the Snow Queen.
Well, now with my bonus action,
she's wearing a Santa coat.
Yeah, she's got thick, giantess blood.
Yeah, with my bonus action, I will now cast that. Or Shield of Faith.
Okay, cool.
So I have 23
AC. You have two attacks. Me another one.
But I thought you
lay on hands.
Oh, the lay on hands was one. Okay, but you did lay on hands though.
Yes.
Okay, which I didn't walk that back. All right, perfect. Okay, it's actually good that you didn't hit her because I would have mashed you with my frozen shards as a reaction. So
wait, what?
That was good. Janome, it's your turn.
We good. Flady doesn't have like a weapon or anything, right? It's just like his fizz.
Just fucking. He held ones and twos.
Hey. Love those baby blues.
I'm pretty sure she has resistance to cold. I'm gonna assume.
Her name's Lady. It's more than a stun.
Or you could just go in there and start swinging with me.
His name's Lady Frostbreath. Minty.
It's all that spearmint. I can smell
it's
it. It's
gonna roll up like a big fatty of toe.
Yeah.
He's gonna burn it real quick. Like, listen, Fletty. I'm gonna pass it to him.
Yeah, man. Yeah, yeah.
That lady in there, Scott, she's the one holding all those babies back. I'm gonna be real with you. We might die in there. When we win, you get all those babies. You get everything back, baby.
I will give my life for this.
All right, let's do this. And I'm just gonna.
I'm right behind you.
Yeah. Just gonna charge in with Fletty.
Okay.
To attack this lady.
Yeah, we'll move Fletty over to your turn because I forgot to have him do anything on your turn.
Yeah.
So
they seem to be buddy-buddy.
Fletty and Janome run into the fucking
buddy
keep.
Cop duo.
Yeah. There's like nude gnomes running behind you guys as you charge in. The ones in the. In the like,
oh, okay.
So there's
outside,
more. There's so many gnomes
so
now.
So many gnomes, yeah.
Actually, everyone make a real quick perception check if you wouldn't mind.
What's my pump effective?
This is a full-on worker revolt.
13.
Okay. 3.
A 5.
13 was the highest.
13 was the highest? They don't notice it, but you're still on top of your dragon, kind of looking around at what's going on. Things have gotten pretty intense during the workers' revolt. There are nude gnomes that are pulling yetis out of the factories and shiving them with little wooden tools.
Yes!
Hell yeah.
Yeah, hold on. It's getting pretty intense out here.
What about Fletty, though?
Fletty's one of us!
Fletty seems fine. Fletty seems like everyone's, like, leaving, letting Fletty be, but yeah. You know, it's getting pretty weird out here.
Fletty's no scab.
There's a lot of just yetis are, like, running out of factories with, like, three gnomes crawling on their body, just stabbing them with wooden tools.
What if there's more Fletties out there, though?
There's only one Fleddy.
Fleddy looks at you, Janome. I'm one of one, baby. Let's do this.
Oh, oh my god, yeah. So badass.
Yeah, what are you doing there, Janome? You and Fleddy, I think it will probably end up happening because it's one of those staircases where there's like two sets of stairs that kind of meet up at like a little kind of thing. Mm. You each take a different side, run and flank the Snow Queen as she's trying to fight off Flonk.
He gets there
first. Time's a flonk, baby.
We're flonking up in here now.
That's right. It's time to hit this lady.
All right.
Oh, it's a nat 20.
Okay.
Get flonked, bitch.
Time to get flonked.
Okay.
Oh, sneak
that's,
attack, too.
Yeah, double the sneak attack dice, which I think is like 66, right?
Mm-hmm. Okay. Is this with crit?
Nine with crit. Yeah. Don't you love weak weapon?
Love it.
Rogue is never about the initial hit. It's all about that sweet, sweet sneak.
So then I double the sneak attack? Mm-hmm.
Yes. Yeah. Roll
66.
24.
Okay.
Okay. Hell yeah. Chat. You see that, Fleddy?
I know you got those BBs!
He starts wildly punching at the
hold
Snow
on,
Queen.
Hold on. A bonus action.
Jesus.
Alright.
Fleddy got a nat 20 on the claw.
Oh my god.
He wants them BBs. He wants them bad.
He wants
some BBs.
What did you get? What
was my boy, Fleddy.
What is your bonus action?
All right. I'm going to fast hands try and take that crown from her.
Okay. Yeah. Give me fast hands.
Give it to Fleddy.
So things gonna happen real quick. Fleddy did fucking like 20 damage on that attack.
Oh my god! Hell yeah!
He did 7+3 slashing and 6+4 cold. She
rough her up, Fleddy.
Weirdly enough, she is immune to the cold, so she'll just take the slashing, but still pretty good. But she is going to use her reaction to do frozen shards. So as you're going to grab the crown, shards of ice fire off of it into Fleddy.
Not Fleddy.
Fleddy!
Wait, hold on. Question?
Yes.
Can I sentinel attack this attack? Just a weird idea.
No, unfortunately. This is like a weird one. So when the Snow Queen is hit by a melee attack, she can strike her attacker with shards from her icy crown. The attacker takes 11 piercing damage and 11 cold damage, or no damage with a successful DC 17 dex saving throw.
Okay.
How dexterous is Fleddy?
Oh, so it's a dex save, not an attack?
A lot.
Yeah. Okay.
All right, okay. Come on, Fleddy. You got this, baby. You got 7.
Oh, no, Fleddy.
Okay.
Shredded by ice shards.
Fleddy takes 22 damage.
Ooh.
Is he immune to cold shit?
No.
Is he resistant to cold?
No.
He's a fucking Yeti.
Hold on. Let me just double check. I was just answering immediately to get myself out of it.
Just stonewalling Fleddy.
He's immune to cold.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. No, he's not immune to cold.
Well, I didn't want him to be.
Yeah.
All right. So he'll get...
This is my 11.
My so with 11 Fleddy.
I guess now I'm just going to be chucking cubes from range.
Okay. So yeah. Make your sleight of hand
not
check.
Not if he steals the crown.
To take her crown.
Give it to Fleddy.
24.
Crown.
What do I roll against fast hands? What does it say?
It just says you can use the bonus action granted by your cunning action to make a sleight of hand check. Use your thieves' tools to disarm a trap or open a lock or take the use an object action.
Okay. So, I mean, it's kind of a pretty loose version of fast hands. You got a really high check.
Pretty high.
I will have her...
Dex it against him. See if you can grab it faster.
I can't hit unless I get a nat 20.
Well...
Yeah.
All right. We're so off the rails here. Let's let the dice decide. She'll make a dex check. She got a nat 1. You got the fucking crown.
I can beat him up now.
Can he use the crown's effects?
If you want to try to attune to it with like a crazy arcana check on your turn, I'll let you do that.
I'll try.
Would it become the Ice Queen of Tinkerville?
I'm just going to try and bonk her with it.
Okay.
Start beating her with the crown.
I don't know what... Because she used it as a weapon, right?
Yeah.
What's the weapon, like, damage?
So the Ice Crown attack? Let me tell you.
I mean, she's immune to cold.
It's got
to
be better than 1d8.
Yeah, they take... I guess, yeah. It's 2d8 plus 4 piercing plus 2d6 cold.
There you go. You don't even have to roll the cold. Just roll the...
Yeah, that's happening.
Okay. She's not loving this. This is not going well.
Workers' revolution.
I got your crown, lady. Tell Flay where those BBs are, huh? How about that?
Those BBs, those bad bitches.
I'm gonna lean my head in the door. Should have paid your employees.
What the hell do I do here?
We want vision too. How about that?
And dental.
Okay, she's gonna cast Cone of Cold.
Not like that.
Okay. Poke my head back through the door.
All right. All three.
Well, hold on. All three?
It's a 60-foot cone.
Oh my god. So, what is it? Like this?
This is the fucking... It's the whole mansion.
That's a winter wonderland, bro.
I guess, actually, if she's being flanked, she can only kind of she's going to definitely hit you because you're on her.
What? Oh, come on. I'm not on her. What did I say? I jumped on her.
All right.
Wait.
All right. Yeah, I'm getting two of you. That's how we're doing this.
I figured two would be, but...
Okay, because actually, it's going to be cold damage, so Fletty is immune to it.
Yeah.
I guess it depends on where you would land and where I am in position.
I mean, I used all my movements just to get up to her.
So we're going to do straight luck checks all around. Okay. Everyone roll a d20, and we'll figure out where this goes.
It's a 16. It's pretty good.
Okay.
18.
Fuck.
Fletty got a 15. So since Fletty rolled the lowest, he's like... You're my best friend. He dives in front to try to block his poor bud from getting mauled by an ice
cream. Yeah.
What are you doing, man?
I'll just take this.
You gotta get up out of here.
He's immune.
That's true.
It's fine. This doesn't actually bother me at all.
Don't worry, lay it on me.
I love the cold, man.
Okay.
How much am I taking?
It's 37 cold damage.
I'm down.
Holy moly.
As he freezes a block of ice, or you're frozen now as a block of ice, and she's like, I've had enough! Give me my crown! Christmas is not canceled yet!
What was the point of the luck check again?
Just to see who was going to get hit by, pretty much. All right. Crankle,
damn. That's you.
I will say, she looks bloodied and beaten and furious. And she is staring down, fuming, looking at Janome holding her crown.
Crown smacked.
I'm gonna hold person.
Okay.
Hold this person.
Let's see.
Hold a baby.
DC 16 wisdom.
It's a 7.
Paralyzed!
She will use her final legendary resistance to shake that off.
That's what I was hoping for.
You still have your bonus action if you want to use it for anything.
Can I lobby to use my bonus action to a group telekinesis?
Make an arcana check. It could be above a 10. How about that?
The only character I've ever had that's good at these. 14.
You strain your mind and project your thoughts into this workers' revolution.
Everybody, keep wailing on her. But... if the tides turn even a little, retreat out of the house. Just get the fuck out. Everybody. I mean everybody.
You had to mass telepathy, man? You could have just yelled that.
Man.
I don't want her to know.
It's so real.
It's so real. Jesus.
I don't want her to know.
Well, I don't know.
You'll see everybody. You'll figure it out.
Burr, that's
will I?
Hopefully.
Let's do the thing again. Just get me down there.
Okay, yeah. Hold on. Dragon lowers his neck once more. Ah, shit. Okay.
Oh, disadvantage because she's paralyzed.
No.
No,
she shook it off.
Legendary resistance. Yeah.
Okay.
Oh, yeah. So that's what we did. Save? We wasted it.
That's a 12.
No.
Slowed.
All of you, stop this. Minus 2 to AC. She can't cast spells unless she takes 2 turns.
Yeah. Oh my god.
It's the best spell ever.
It's the worst
spell. It's so powerful for such a low level.
It's amazing.
Ice Flunk. Can I get a death saving throw?
Yes, you can. That's a 4.
Janome, you look down as Ice Flunk is bleeding out. It's looking pretty dire right now. Janome, it is your turn.
We don't have any potions on us.
Literally, we only got Nog.
Did we get the Nog?
We didn't get
the
Nog. No, we didn't get the Nog.
We need to get to the Nog.
All right, if I try to do arcana check the crown, is that an action?
Yeah, give me an arcana check.
Would that be an action if I do that?
No, this is going to be to see if you can attune to it.
All right, let's see. 4.
You put this like really jagged crown on. Ow. It's like really pointy. You're like, that's not. Nope. It's also, it's so big that you got to put it over your head because she's a giantess and you're a gnome. And it just kind of goes over your whole body. And it's now on the ground.
Bloody, are you good with like Arcana, man?
I mean, I could lie to you, but we both know that I don't have magic.
That's what I thought.
I just have BBs in my heart. That's and gusto. Right.
That's all we need, baby. Let's finish this thing. I'll pick up the crown yeah. and just wail her in the face.
Unbelievable. Make some attack rolls. You can basically like use what you would for your rapier.
Okay.
The crown doesn't have a plus?
I mean, I guess you could use hers. Let me just check real quick. I think it's like a plus 9, I want to say.
I mean, it's a 22.
Yeah, 22 will definitely hit. So yeah, go ahead and roll
2d8.
2d8. She's immune to cold, so I won't even bother making you do that. Right. It's 2d8 plus 4.
12 plus sneak attack. 13.
She had 12 hit points left.
Yeah, baby.
Would you like to describe to me how you killed the Winter Queen with her own crown?
We saved Christmas. I'm going to take that fatty back from Fletty.
Oh, you brother.
Fletty. Some motherfuckers are always trying to ice skate uphill. And I just uppercut Whaler with the crown.
Her jaw disconnects. And she slumps in her manor home, murdered by her own crown.
I put it on.
There's a new queen in Tinkerville. And his name is Janome McCool.
Yeah, baby.
Laugh.
When we get paid again?
She's so dead.
I suggest we raid her coffers.
Coffers?
The queen is dead. The gnomes storm the keep. There's half-naked gnomes everywhere. They're ripping down paintings of Krizik. They're going mad with power. It's a real Storm of the Bastille situation. It's getting wild in here. Can I get some perception checks from everyone inside the manor, okay, I suppose?
I'm out.
Yeah.
I want to rush in and do a medicine check on...
Please do. Yes, yes, yes. Please, go give me a medicine check.
15?
Flonk.
So,
I got you, buddy.
First it was the lightning, and now the ice? Why can't they just use their hands?
Flonk?
What?
What kind of climate do you like?
Just kind of anything, really.
Oh, my God.
Why?
We have a sleigh. We can drop you off anywhere.
Well, I mean, I'm kind of just happy doing my own thing wherever I go. I'm like the wind, baby.
But in a hot climate, you could work out outside, man.
Yeah. But in a cold climate, I could work out inside.
But you could do it both in the hot.
It sounds like you guys don't want me around.
I just want you to be safe.
And I start walking away. Nobody likes Ice Frog.
Flock, we love you, buddy.
Everybody hates Ice Frog. Ice Frog goes into fights. Ice Frog stabs man. Ice Frog gets beat up by multiple people and then no one likes Ice Frog.
Hey, Flock. We're going to be together, man, as a family.
We're trying to help
you. Why are you trying to get rid of Ice Frog?
No,
we're not trying to get rid of you. We're trying to find out where you'd be happy.
I'm happy wherever my friends are.
That sounds pretty good.
That's
man.
A real meaning of Christmas right
That's
there.
That's real nice.
Thanks for coming on the slow.
That's real nice.
Can I get a perception check from, I guess, everyone, actually, real quick?
Nat 1.
9.
Oh, nat 1. To a negative 1.
Okay.
That's insane.
It's pretty chaotic right now. There's a lot of yelling and running around. The gnomes are going nuts. You see, like, one gnome runs out, and he's just, like, covered in eggnog. Just like, this is the best Christmas ever! Just, Apes, you got a 12, though?
Yep.
You hear Fletty yelling from inside the manor home. It's hard to tell what kind of yelling it is, though, but it's pretty, like, loud. He's like, screaming in the back of the manor house. You guys move into the manor home. And standing in front of a giant vault door that has been ripped open by Fletty. It's a pile of Butterfinger BBs as tall as the ceiling. They had no gold, but they had the most precious thing of all.
Friendship?
Feast, my friend.
I haven't felt this good since 2006.
Oh my God, man.
It's a Christmas miracle. I knew you guys weren't lying to me.
Why would we?
We did it, Fletty.
We did it.
Up top?
up top, everyone.
All right, everybody, get ready to have shattered arms.
I'm not dapping up.
Hold on. It's at disadvantage.
Yeah, he's
it is an 11.
I'll take one.
I use my mage hand.
Yeah, good call. Good call.
I'm so tired, guys.
Nat 20 on the dap.
That's athletics.
Yeah.
Oh my god, 5. I go down the stairs.
If it wasn't disadvantage, it was going to be 25.
To be nice, flunk, do the predator handshake.
Yeah, awesome.
And I thought,
roll done out.
I thought you were trying to get rid of me.
Never.
Brother.
You see, Shiverwing, like, puts his head through the wall. Just like Kool-Aid mans his head through the side of the manor.
Oh, Shiverwing!
Hey.
We just have one more thing for you, buddy.
Yeah, what are we doing?
Gnomes, load up the dolls!
We're still doing Christmas?
Hold on, what if we tweak them?
We're not doing, like, the evil stuff. It's going to be cool, and then...
We're doing Blibbly Blast!
Yeah, I don't know what that is, but okay.
It sounds
same
exciting.
Thing, but better!
Okay. I think we're actually going to cut ahead a little bit, and we're going to end this Christmas special the morning of Christmas.
All around the world.
The children of Brendini, these small dwarven children, they wake up as the sun rises, wipe the crust from their eyes, and go, "It's Christmas!" They run down the stairs into this dwarven keep. There's like a hearth going. A dwarven woman is like, "I think Krizik brought you something special under the tree." These two dwarven children, big rosy cheeks, they run over, pick up these boxes, they rip them open. And they hold out these little bleebly dolls.
I thought you were going to say tungsten cubes.
No, they're so heavy. You don't have to pick them up.
They're dwarves. They're strong.
And they go, "What are these?" "I don't know." This dwarven mother, she grabs a strange doll holding a weird weapon, turns it around. I think they put a pamphlet on the back. I would like you to roll 5d100.
Oh!
Should we all each do one?
Each do a d100. How about that? We'll add them all up.
Oh.
83.
80.
Got a
94.
71.
40.
Okay.
Roger, what are you doing to us here?
Add them all up.
What do we got? 83.
Yep.
94.
94.
80.
80.
71.
71. 40.
Really bringing down the average, Roger. Really skewing this bell curve that we had.
Brace for an extra 2 luck points, it sounds like.
Maybe.
At the end of the Krizik one shot, just a little bit of math.
368 new followers.
Yeah. What's 962 plus that?
Oh, man.
1330.
Oh, really? I was way off.
There are over 300 dwarven children who receive a Bleebly doll for Christmas with a very persuasive pamphlet on the back. These children are the new generation of Bleebly's followers. You've now crossed 1,000 followers. Theo, you have been pushed into true demigodhood. You all have now a second luck point.
Woo, baby, I need that.
Merry Christmas, everyone. We will see you next year for more dicey situations. Keep it dicey.
Howdy, Glebnor here, and I just want to say thanks for listening to Dicey Situations. If you liked what you heard, make sure you come back on Friday to listen to our talkback called Situational Awareness, where we break down the episode, and you get to know us, the players, a little bit better. And oh, as always, make sure you rate, review, subscribe, and word of mouth actually helps a lot. So if you could tell all your friends, that would be great. Thanks again. Keep it dicey!
This has been a Business Shark production.